My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson, who represents the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. We've talked to him a number of times about the nuclear threat from Iran, and with the announcement earlier this week that the Iranians are now processing their own fuel rods, it sounds like we're a whole lot closer to having to deal with a much bigger threat than currently exists out of the Iranians. And, sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Well, Greg, it's great to be with you. And, again, you raise such important issues for the American people.
Well, the State Department this week said what we saw was pretty predictable, kind of what we already knew, so no huge surprise here. What was your reaction to it? Pretty much what you expected, or is this a pretty ominous sign?
Well, I believe it's ominous, but it also there are really incredible situations developing around the world relative to Iran. In the past week, Iranian agents have attempted to assassinate Israelis in Bangkok, Thailand, New Delhi, India, Tbilisi, Georgia. Can you imagine that you have effort to assassinate people around the world? And this is, of course, after their effort that we found out in December, where they were attempting to assassinate the Saudi Arabian ambassador here in downtown Washington. Additionally, you just cited the posturing on the nuclear program, claiming that they have some level of development. And then we have also this week from Iran threats against Europe, indicating that they would be cut off in terms of oil supplies.
Congressman, you mentioned the attempted assassinations of Israeli diplomats. It's also been, of course, reported in recent months that some Iranian nuclear scientists have been killed under mysterious circumstances, leading a lot of people to think that that might be the work of Israeli intelligence. No one's obviously taking responsibility for that yet. And so as a result, folks say, well, that's just the type of nefarious proxy war that's going on here. And so they basically equate the one with the other. How do you see that?
Oh, I don't equate them at all. These were attacks in other countries that certainly have nothing to do with the conflict or disagreements between Iran and Israel. And indeed, civilians are at risk. A Israeli wife of a diplomat was injured in New Delhi. These are right in the middle of the capitals of countries around the world where any number of people could have been killed. And so I don't relate the two. We do understand that I believe that Israel has to take very firm and determined steps to defend the people of their country.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson. And sir, what do you see as the smartest approach from our country right now, both officially and perhaps unofficially, depending on what you think might work best? Right now, there's a lot of sanctions going on that don't seem to be having the desired effect of reversing Iran's nuclear ambitions. Now there's talk, of course, of taking stronger financial action involving different banking arrangements the Iranians have, which could potentially cripple their economy. Do you think that will have the desired effect, or does something else need to be done?
Well, sadly, this has been a failure of the Obama administration. We did have an extraordinary opportunity. The young people of Iran rose up against the authoritarian regime. Incredibly enough, Greg, this is not a closed totalitarian state. The people of Iran, the great empire of Persia, there's a high level of education. They have access to satellite communications, to cell phones. This is not the closed society of Iraq. People do know better. And we could have, and the president really should have encouraged the young people of Iran to truly work for regime change at a time when there were demonstrations and mass demonstrations across the country. Now, I will give the administration credit, but it's late, and that is there should be economic sanctions. And through the technologies of today, we can freeze their assets, and it can have a dramatic impact on their economy, which would indicate or hopefully lead to the people within the country peacefully to work for change.
If there is a military option, sir, it's pretty much regarded that Israel would be the one to consider the threat more imminent than anyone else. What's your sense on what Israel's policy ought to be and what the U.S. policy ought to be as Israel considers when and if to do this?
Well, the whole world should be grateful that Israel acted unilaterally and destroyed the nuclear capability of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. And we know now that he was working, sadly, very closely with rogue scientists from Pakistan and also working with the bizarre regime of North Korea. Then, Israel did the world a favor by eliminating the nuclear capabilities of Iraq. Then, of course, it's really fascinating that there was the attack on the nuclear capabilities being developed in Syria by, again, the North Koreans, who are eager to work for hard currency from their destitute regime. And it's really interesting, Greg, that people said, we'll go look into this and find out what happened. That's been years now. But what happened was, indeed, that Israel acted to eliminate the nuclear threat of Syria. And to me, I would feel for their own self-protection, they have a right to take whatever action is necessary to protect the people of Israel from a potential attack from Iran.
Talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson. And, sir, just one more question before we let you go on a different subject. Friday was the big vote on the agreement to extend payroll tax rates. Republicans gave some ground when it came to spending offsets in exchange for reducing the number of weeks for first-time unemployment recipients. How did you come down on that compromise, and why?
Well, I actually opposed the initial compromise, which was in December 2010, because to me, it was diverting funds from Social Security. And now again today, although I know that every effort was made to reach as positive agreement as possible, but I did not vote for this again today. It diverts 100, maybe $110 billion out of the Social Security accounts. There should be, and we should be doing bipartisan, what John F. Kennedy, what Ronald Reagan did, cut taxes across the board. But to come in and divert Social Security payroll tax is not the way to do it.
So you're opposed to the tax cut, even if there were spending offsets?
Yes.
Sir, thank you very much, as always, for your time on both these subjects.
Hey, Greg, thank you, and you have a great weekend.
You too, sir. South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.